This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. And since we're 2 weeks into January, I thought the trivia theme would be Christmas movies.
Oh,
I miss Christmas.
Nostalgia.
You probably still got your tree up.
No, we actually, believe it or not, we took it down on December 26th.
Wow.
Because my son was home and wanted to just...
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm going to do it by myself. It's too much.
Did you help out or did he do it all by himself?
Well, I directed him. I said, put those
so
two
you did
pieces...
Help.
I did. That's right. It's a plastic tree. So, okay. Mark, so you want to do a look back at 2010, 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Predictions from 2010 about the real estate market. So Inman is one of the leading real estate websites that post a lot of articles that we go through on a fairly regular basis to keep up with what's happening and predictions. You know, it's still early enough in January that we can talk about predictors, but I thought it would be fun to talk about this article where they had a look back at 2010 predictions. And so 10 years ago, Inman hosted an article that said 2020 envisioning the future of real estate brokerage. And so here were some of the predictions from back then. Some were right on and some were off. Number one was a prediction that real estate would change from a percentage commission model to a fee-based compensation model. And you know, it's funny how 10 years later in 2020, we're still talking about that, but very few homes are actually transacting and agents are working on a fee-based model. So it'd be interesting to see whether or not that actually that does come true in the next several years. I know that's one of the predictions going forward of what real estate in the next 10 years is going to look like. Will we still be paying 5% and 6% commissions, or will it be an a la carte fee-based product?
Right. Yeah, I think there's so much competition out there now with the e. What do they call
the
them?
E-buyer?
I-buyer? Is that what they call
them?
I don't
think they had that 10 years ago on the radar.
I don't think so.
Here was one that was completely off. No more agents.
Yeah.
So they thought that real estate by 2020 would be fully automated, where real estate agents had been entirely replaced. And it would be more of a client experience using social media and the internet. Well, that is getting closer, but it's funny. There were some comments about this article that I was reading that this whole idea of buying and selling homes with no agents, a lot of people in the industry just think that that's just not likely to happen in a big way.
No, it's too big an asset to purchase without having a knowledgeable person. It's almost like, doing law without having an attorney just because I read it on the internet.
There was also a prediction of less offices and more service, and this was more of a consolidation of companies, which absolutely has happened.
Yeah.
A lot of people are officeless these days or virtual offices, so that certainly has come through. Technology changes was another one, of course. I mean, that's pretty much an easy one to predict, but I don't think that people could have predicted just how much technology has changed and some of the new tech that's out there. I mean, everything from being able to see homes from the bird's eye view, all the use of drones now, the virtual staging that you can do now. You can have an empty home and you see pictures of it on the web, and it looks really good. The quality of virtual staging today nowadays is
in the prediction. Did they say that the Best of Investing would still be on the radio?
Yeah,
was it your first year? 2010?
Yeah, 2010.
2010 was our first year. Yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah, I had no idea we'd be doing this
show. I have a little more gray hair than I had back then.
Yeah. So anyway, that article was actually followed by an article that was the next 10-year prediction, but I didn't print that out because as I was, what they did is they interviewed agents, and it was heavily weighted in, for some reason, in New York, where maybe Inman is based. And I don't know, I have found that interviewing real estate agents, you know, as much as I love the real estate agents that I love, there are so many in the industry that I would not go to for their, you know, what do you think is going to happen in the next 10 years? I'm not sure that a lot of them know what's going to happen in the next 10 minutes.
Right.
and many of them answered as to what they thought was going to happen this year in 2020. And there was a lot of, well, I think 2020 is going to look like 2019. It's like, right. That wasn't the question. What do you think is going to happen in the next 10 years? So it just kind of confirms, it's funny, the comments at the bottom of the article from the people who read it just were like, you know, these things are a waste of time. And they just, I read them, you know, just for the jokes and for the jokes. For the amusement. Yeah.
Come for the comments.
Come for the comments.
All right. Hey, guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break. First trivia question is, name the movie that was mentioned by the FBI in 1947 due to its negative approach about the bankers. We're talking Christmas movie. Remember?
Oh.
Call 888-912-1190. The first caller with the correct answer is going to win a tanning certificate. And I want to make a quick mention here for Alcatraz Tours. Buy one, get one free. Alcatraz Tours is launching its third annual buy one, get one free ticket promotion. And although Alcatraz Cruises Tours often sell out during the year, this free ticket promotion is available only on select dates in January and February. For more information, visit alcatrazcruises.com/BOGO. What does it stand for? Buy Bogo. One, get one. Yeah. You can also, this offers only open to Bay Area residents, and they can call 415-981-7625 or purchase tickets at the ticket booth located at Pier 33 Alcatraz Landing. Stay with us. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients at Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender, license Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Alcatraz Cruises is launching its third annual Buy One, Get One Free, or BOGO, ticket promotion. Although Alcatraz Cruises tours often sell out during the year, it's a priority to educate the community about the robust history of the island. As a result, Alcatraz Cruises wants to encourage local residents to experience the assets that make Alcatraz Island one of the country's most visited national parks. Offered only to Bay Area residents, this special Buy One, Get One Free ticket promotion is available only on select dates in January and February. For more information, visit alcatrazcruises.com/BOGO. That's alcatrazcruises.com/BOGO. To book this special offer, Bay Area residents can call 415-981-7625. That's 415-981-7625. Or purchase tickets at the ticket booth located at Pier 33, Alcatraz Landing.
Attention Bay Area homeowners, Pacific Private Money has a loan program that can help you buy your next home right now. No need to wait to sell your existing home first. Our unique bridge loan lets you tap the equity in your current home to provide up to 100% financing on the home you wish to buy. We're friendly, fast, and ready to help you right now. Call us today for more information. 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150. Or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 01897444.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. First trivia question was, name the movie that was mentioned by the FBI in 1947 due to its negative approach about the bankers. What Christmas movie are we talking about?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, very nice. That's right. With Mr. Potter. Remember, he was a bad banker. All right. That's Mark. You got some more interesting articles.
Yeah, I got a short one here. Social media factors in millennial home buying decisions. And this might seem a little bit obvious, but I thought it was kind of noteworthy. It's no secret that social media influences many buying decisions, but a new survey suggests that it also includes millennials' choices when it comes to purchasing a home. The survey showed that millennials place a higher value on social media than other generations throughout the home buying process. When it comes to collecting information during the home buying process, 21% of millennials said that they used the social media platform Pinterest to help them gather data on the homes that they were looking at, and particularly like kitchens and stairways and bathrooms. And it's funny, it wasn't on my radar before. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys check Houzz.
Yeah, you turned me on to that.
Yeah, I use that one a lot, but Pinterest lately I've gone to. That is a great one for collections of pictures of, great places to go on vacation, but also for homes too, home styles, interiors, exteriors.
Yep. So is Pinterest more for getting an idea of what you would like in a home versus actual homes that are for sale, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't house kind of like that too?
They are. They're both like that. But it's just interesting that that millennials would turn towards something like Pinterest. I'm not sure how deep this survey was because I do think that Houzz is probably more popular among older generations. What I thought was interesting in this article is almost 50% of millennials admitting to getting ideas from social media versus 35% of Gen Xers and only 16% of boomers. Make us feel like Luddites, man. It's like, well, Edward, you and I we're on the tail end of the boomer. Yeah. The boomer generation supposedly ended right around the early 60s. I think they cut it off right around 1964, and you and I were born right around 1960. Yeah. And so, and we kind of grew up. I mean, you and I in college is when computers were invented, so to speak. The Apple came out, my entire adult life I've been using computers and consider myself pretty technically savvy, but it's amazing how people we run into on a regular basis in business that are our age or maybe just a little bit older that just are just complete Luddites. It's like, are you kidding me?
What do you call them? Luddites?
Luddites,
yeah.
What does that stand for?
Like low tech.
Low tech. Yeah, very low tech. Yeah. My wife's a Luddite, so.
Gotcha.
I've got to fix everything for her.
Should I finally put my abacus away?
Okay. You should, slide rule? Update your email address from...
from myspace.com. Okay.
So moving on, what the trade war with China really means for America's housing market. Now, it's interesting. There's been a lot of discussion about the trade war this year. And did you know that the uncertainty surrounding the potential trade war with China was actually good for the housing market this year? In fact, it says resolution to the trade war could bring some pain for housing in the future. And here's why. Stability, better growth, and a growing market actually means higher yields, which result in higher mortgage rates. So what is right for domestic growth and world growth can actually facilitate a demand hit for housing. And it really comes down to what's the 10-year doing. And we know that the 10-year, the 10-year treasury rate really dictates what mortgage rates are going to be. And we've really benefited. The low mortgage rates have been a result of the treasury yield being down in the twos this year, which it was not predicted to be a year ago.
Can I ask you a quick question? It just came to mind. Why is it the 10-year? I mean, nobody gets a 10-year mortgage. So, why wouldn't it be the 30-year treasury that would be more closely related? Anyone know that? Because you're right. I mean, it is a 10-year bond that everyone kind of focuses. Yeah, exactly.
Benchmark.
don't know.
Sorry for springing that on you. It just came to mind, but okay.
I think it has to do with it's in between the short term and the long term rates, and I think it's probably a better bet for predicting the direction that the economy is heading. Short term is fairly volatile. Long term, much more conservative. I mean, that would be my guess without actually knowing the reason why.
That's a good point.
So it says here that the sweet spot for the for housing has been right around 2% or below on the 10-year yield. That has resulted in a growing housing market, growing pricing. The rate that they say above which we should be concerned about its impact, negative impact on housing, is at 2.6, which I think is an interesting, I don't know where they came up with that number, but they're saying when the 10-year goes above 2.6, they say that it starts to show negative impact on the housing market. And I just wonder, you know, it's only inevitable that I think that the 10-year is going to go above that number and back into the threes, maybe even four. And when that happens, and I don't know that it's going to happen in 2020. I don't think it will happen in the next couple of years. It's certainly not predicted to. But when that eventuality rears its head, how that's going to impact affordability and housing prices, especially in more expensive regions of the country like California.
Yeah. I have an article that we can cover later about the most competitive neighborhoods in 2019. Many of them were in California. So we can chat about that.
Okay. Yeah. When we come back, we got a few things. We got an email asking about yield compression prediction in 2020. Nam, you have a couple of deals of the week. Got some good articles there. So here we're going to get to our second trivia question. Talking Christmas movies here. In the Christmas movie Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad, the doll that was the main goal to get was called Turbo Man, all right? But what craze was all the rage of shopping for kids was it based on in real life? So in the movie, you understand the question? Okay, so in that movie, the big craze was, oh, you gotta get a Turbo Man, okay? But when the movie was made, what was really kind of the rage of shopping for kids? What toy, all right? Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Want to make a mention here also for the Elk Cove Inn up the Mendocino Coast. Consider a getaway at the Elk Cove Inn for the ultimate stress buster, a boutique bed and breakfast set on a cliff overlooking the Pacific Ocean, recommended by Sunset Magazine. It offers spectacular ocean views. Check them out at ElkCoveInn.com. And stay with us because you're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
The iconic Pacifica Lighthouse Hotel in Rockaway Beach is in one of the most beautiful neighborhoods in Pacifica, California, with a friendly staff that loves to deliver customer service with a smile and welcome you as if you are part of our family. The location in Rockaway Cove offers stunning views, hiking and biking trails, whale watching opportunities, and surfing, just to name a few of the many outdoor activities in the area. Let the sound of the surf lull you to sleep in one of our comfortable beds with fresh white linens, or relax in our outdoor hot tub. Our proximity to San Francisco International Airport, as well as San Francisco itself, makes it the perfect spot to wind down after the holidays without all the hustle and bustle of a big city, while remaining within easy reach of all the many cultural opportunities San Francisco has to offer. Moonraker, the on-site restaurant, has been a romantic seafood lover's destination restaurant for many years. So come see us in Rockaway Beach in Pacifica, one of the San Francisco Bay Area's best-kept secrets, PacificaLighthouse.com.
Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings and CDs? Are you frustrated by the uncertainty in the stock market? Would you like to learn about a simple, high-yield investment opportunity that features both safety and security features? At Pacific Private Money, our clients earn yields starting at 7%, and their capital is secured by real estate at conservative loan-to-values. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the yields on your savings and IRAs, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at Pacific. PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150.
Equal Housing Lender, licensed Caldeire 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Can you believe how long we've been living in this era of low interest rates? It's been for most of this decade. And when we were all expecting rates to go up this year, now we're finding out that low rates will likely continue through 2020. If you're among the rapidly growing segment of people entering retirement age, I'm sure you're concerned over the challenge of growing your retirement savings. And you're not alone. Pacific Private Money has a solution for those seeking ways to significantly boost yields you earn on your retirement savings. And we do it with safety and security features not found in traditional investments like stocks and mutual funds. For more information on how you can supercharge your retirement savings with annual yields of 7% or more, that's right, 7% or more, contact us at 415-883-2150 or visit us at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender, licensed Caldeire 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Second trivia question was, talking Christmas movies here, in the Christmas movie Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad, the doll that was the main goal to get was called Turbo Man. But what was the craze, all the rage of shopping for kids, was it based on in real life?
Do you have a guess, Nam?
I do. Do you want to go? Do you
Cabbage Patch Dolls?
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
That's
Did
good.
Your kids... At that when that movie came out,
creepy
I don't
looking
know.
Doll too.
Yeah, it was
Cabbage Patch.
And then they came out with Garbage Pail Kids. Remember that?
Garbage Pail. Yeah,
that was like kind of funny.
Three people probably saw that movie.
Sin, anything with Sinbad, only three people would have seen that movie.
Okay, actually, it's kind of the reason I say that is because we actually saw that a few right before Christmas. The kids wanted to see it. They're a little older now, but anyway, okay. I don't know why they wanted to see it, but. Question comes in from a listener and says, do you think yield compression will continue in California in 2020? What do you think, Mark?
Nam, you want to take that?
Sure.
I did all the talking in the last two segments.
Yeah, I'll take over.
But I'll chime in if you're wrong.
The answer is...
Because this is a prediction. Go ahead.
I'll give my 2 cents and then let Mark finish up. Right. No, I think yield compression will continue.
Okay.
I think there's...
Next question. No,
yeah. Can you keep going?
Yeah.
So what is yield compression for the audience?
So yield compression is essentially, it's caused by interest or investor demand for good quality loans, in particular real estate. California is a very attractive market for it. It's a very stable economy, growing tech sector. So a lot of people want to park or invest their money in California real estate, debt being one of them, California or debt. So what happens is borrowers who need alternative capital, they come to companies like Pacific Private Money and others. There's a growing number of alternative lenders because of that supply of capital. So borrowers can go and get shop their rates across multiple lenders, and that drives rates down because people want to compete for that quality loan, resulting in better rates for borrowers, resulting in lower yield to the investor. So that's going to continue. I mean, we've gone to a number of conferences over the last year where you're seeing just the explosion of the alternative lending space, largely because it's an underserved market and one where capital is coming into from other areas, institutional capital in particular. I think we're in many ways at the very beginning phases of that, especially in what we've talked about before, the non-QM space. And one of these days we'll come up with a better name for it, but essentially non-QM alternative lending, like what we do at Pacific Private Money, it's only growing. So the attractiveness of it from institutional capital is driving rates down some.
You're absolutely right, Nam. And really, the key issue or feature of yield compression is really a phenomena in the private financing, also known as the alternative financing industry. It's not an issue in the conventional or bank financing, and it's not the same as the inverted yield curve. That's a completely separate, unrelated issue. Yield compression in the private lending space really has to do with the benefits to the borrower and the reverse benefits to the investor, those who are investing in mortgage debt as a way to get above market returns. And so, much to the dismay of those who've been investing in mortgage debt for, say, the last maybe 10, 15, 20 years, they've seen their yields on private mortgage debt go from what was as high as 10%, maybe even higher in California, down to 9, 8, now even 7%. And it's getting to a point where a lot of those investors who've enjoyed those above market yields in California mortgage debt, they're starting to go, well, you know, if it gets too much below 7 or even to the 6s, you know, that then now they start having alternatives, maybe considerably more conservative types of investments like muni bonds or corporate debt or other types of things. So it's interesting. We, you know, we're in the industry where we raise capital from private individuals to make our loans, and it impacts our ability at Pacific Private Money and companies like ours to raise private capital when we have to compete in a marketplace where our loan pricing, the pressures are on us to continue to lower rates over and over again. And so I guess if you're a borrower out there, you should know that 2020 is going to be another good year for private financing. Rates will continue to have downward pressure, as will fees. If you're an investor in mortgage debt, we still are very bullish on the safety and security features of mortgage debt as an investment strategy for a portion of your retirement savings. But we do have to respond to the market. It's a supply and demand issue, and really we don't have control over that. And, you know, you might say, well, I want 10%. But it's good to want.
It's interesting, you know, because you say for a portion of your retirement savings, but even if people aren't in retirement, I mean, it's a good income stream that they can live on.
It's good for anybody. Yeah. Hey, you millennials out there with all that money sitting in your account doing nothing. Hey, how would you like to earn 7.5% or more on your savings?
And how do they do that?
Call us at Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or go to our website and check out the investor tab where we talk about some of the historic yields we've been able to produce. And it looks like, and we ended pretty much 2020 at just in the high 7%.
2019.
I'm jumping ahead in my time machine. Yeah. We ended 2019 with a distributed yield in the high 7% range secured by our real estate mortgage pool fund. So again, it's a great place to park some of that money that you're looking to grow. And at 7.5%, it doesn't take long for that money to double.
Nope. Not at all, and with no losses. All right, here's our third trivia question. Again, talking Christmas movies. In the Christmas movie, A Christmas Story, the one that plays like 24 hours a day, right?
Yeah.
Ralphie says he wants something, and he says it 28 times during the movie. What toy does he ask for? All right? Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. And when we come back, Nom's got Deal of the Week and a couple of interesting articles to talk about. So don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Looking for the ultimate stress buster? Consider a getaway to Elk Cove Inn and Spa, a boutique bed and breakfast set on a cliff overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Recommended by Sunset Magazine, featured in the San Francisco Chronicle, and winning the Reader's Choice Award for USA Today. Elk Cove Inn and Spa on the Mendocino Coast offers spectacular ocean views, beach access from the rooms, champagne with their delicious complimentary breakfast, cocktails and wine, also complimentary, served each afternoon. Plus, a welcome basket of homemade goodies. Extra perks? Bring your pet, get a spa treatment, or unplug and simply be. Call 707-877-3321 or check it out at elkcovein.com and schedule your relaxing stay today. That's elkcovein.com.
You probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where that real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal Housing Lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings and CDs? Are you frustrated by the uncertainty in the stock market? Would you like to learn about a simple, high-yield investment opportunity that features both safety and security features? At Pacific Private Money, our clients earn yields starting at 7%, and their capital is secured by real estate at conservative loan-to-values. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the yields on your savings and IRAs, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150.
Equal Housing Lender. Licensed Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Third trivia question. In the Christmas movie, A Christmas Story, Ralphie says he wants something, and he says it 28 times during the movie. What toy does he ask for?
You'll put your eye out, kid. He wants a BB gun.
He wants a Red Ryder BB gun. That is correct. All right. Mark, do you want to finish off with the yield compression?
And actually, we'll, I wanted we'll to finish
ahead.
Off
I'm
with
sorry.
That.
All right, go ahead, now.
Just, no, Mark had a great commentary about yield compression and how, you know, it impacts returns to investors. But, you know, I think we did a really good job last year in 2019 of maintaining our the fund's returns. It's been really
good
stable.
Good point.
While other funds we've seen slowly dip into the sixes.
How did you do that?
You know, it's
it's a combination of things, really.
Yeah, it really is. A combination of the some of the types of loans we do, like bridge loans, where we can command higher rates, charge borrowers higher rates just because we're, you know, it's a niche product that we specialize in. But also some of the loans that we do, we sell off to institutional investors at a lower yield. In where we're keeping a higher spread,
okay,
and that spread comes back to the fund, and
yeah,
that helps boost the yield, a portion of it.
Yep.
So those combination of things, and really better, you know, liquidity management is another thing. So we're not sitting idle, you know, having idle capital
point.
For too long. So it's kind of a mixed bag of things that, you know, you, if you can control to the best of your ability, you can keep some stability at, in terms of the yield. So just wanted to add that piece just because I think that's, you know, when people hear yield compression, especially investors, we don't want them to go, oh my gosh, you know, the returns are going to drop.
Oh, good point. That's a very good point. So the Pacific Private Money Fund mm-hmm. has produced a yield over 7.5%.
Mm-hmm.
And give us a deal of the week so that people can understand, like, what does your company do?
Yeah. So this deal of the week is a loan actually that we would not put, generally not put in the fund. It's not going into the fund. So I'll describe the deal of the week, but then talk about some of the general types of loans that we do put in the fund. This one is a $2.3 million loan down in Southern California in Riverside. Okay. It's actually for a car dealership. So we make loans on residential real estate. It's what you hear. We talk about a lot on the radio show. But sometimes we have loans that come across that are business purpose that aren't residential real estate. But in this case, it's backed by residential real estate. So this borrower is coming to us because he needs to finish building out a dealership that he purchased, has a track record of successfully running dealerships. And in this case, the funds are going to be used to finish construction. But how we're protecting ourselves is we're crossing against, when I say cross, we're taking lien positions against other property that he owns.
So not just a dealership.
Right, not just a dealership. So this is one that we're selling on privatemoneyloans.com just because it doesn't fit the general characteristics of the fund.
Okay.
But in this case, we're using residential real estate that he owns as the collateral. So when we do loans, and people will hear us predominantly talk about residential real estate, oftentimes it's not what we're necessarily lending on, but it's the collateral we're using. to fund or provide the capital for.
Okay, because if he would have just come to you and said, hey, I want to borrow money to build out or finish off my car dealership, wouldn't have done it.
Probably wouldn't have. Gotcha. But we look for different ways to protect ourselves. And this is a good loan. We have quite a bit of interest on this. It's a $2.3 million loan. It's a 10% yield. Hmm. I mean, a 10% yield would be good for the fund. But again, you know, does it meet some of the other characteristics that we typically look at for a fund loan? And a fund loan typically is going to be more of the residential bridge loans that we talk about on the show, where somebody is either moving up or moving down and can't afford two mortgages, or a bank's going to tell them no. So we can step in with a bridge loan to help complete the purchase and give them flexibility and time what are you laughing at me?
Mark is just shaking his head. Yes, he's agreeing. He doesn't say much, but what he says is strong.
Yeah. So, but those are the typical types of loans that we do in the fund. I want to add something else too while we're at it. This is a press release that the SEC came out with, and it's related to the fund. It came out December 18th. And it's an amendment to the accredited investor definition. So I hope this passes. But essentially, the SEC is lobbying for a change to the definition of accredited investor to open up the opportunity to people who currently don't fit the criteria. So the current criteria is that you have to have $1 million net worth exclusive of your primary residence. So it's largely driven on just your net worth. Or certain income, $200,000 annual income that you can show on your W-2 over the last 2 years, or $300,000 as a couple.
So I wonder if some people went to the SEC and said, you know, I'm getting really frustrated because I'm sophisticated, but I don't have those requirements, and I'd like to participate in some of these alternative investments.
Exactly. Yeah. So a couple of amendments that are included would be that it would permit natural persons to qualify as accredited investors based on certain professional certifications or designations. So we've actually had people who were professionals, like had their Series 7 license or had an accounting background, said, hey, I'd love to invest in your fund. You know, I went to school to understand, you know, investing, but because I'm younger and I haven't accumulated $1 million or I haven't, my salary hasn't grown yet, I don't qualify.
Yeah, because there are those kind of people might even be more considered accredited than someone who just happens to have $2 million in the bank.
Or somebody who inherited $1 million and has no experience in investing, but they qualify. So
right, exactly. It's interesting that a couple of years ago, they were talking about raising the limit. Yeah. They were saying, well, inflation, we set up the bar of $1 million net worth, 20, 30 years ago with the accredited investor definition. Yeah. And now the threshold, especially in California, is much lower. But thank goodness for us, because we'd like more people, not less, to be able to invest in our fund. But that it's nice that they're looking at actually lowering the threshold for certain professions.
When would that come to fruition?
So there's a 60. So this just came out, and there's a 60-day public comment period where if you want to weigh in, you can email. And the email address is rule-comments@sec.gov. Hmm. So I'm going to create a bunch of fake email addresses and send comments. But seriously, I would encourage a lot of our investors to, because we talk to a lot of people who listen to the show, who submit their information, and we talk to them, and then sadly we find out that they're not accredited.
Yeah.
But I would say for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would really be backing this bill and hopefully, see it pass. So
we don't know where, 60 days to
comment period.
Still in the comment period, and then it's going to go, I guess, into committee. So
I can't imagine too many people saying no to it, because they don't have to invest, right? It just opens it up more if people are interested.
Right. Absolutely. Yep.
Gotcha. Hmm. All right. We don't have a trivia question. Do have a quick mention here for the iconic Pacifica Lighthouse Hotel on Rockaway Beach. You guys have been to Rockaway Beach, haven't you?
Yeah, it's cool.
Close to Half Moon Bay. One of the most beautiful neighborhoods in Pacifica, actually. And let the sound of the surf lull you to sleep in one of our comfortable beds and with fresh white linens, or relax in our outdoor hot tub. Proximity to San Francisco International Airport, as well as San Francisco itself, makes it a perfect spot. spot to wind down after the holidays without all the hustle and bustle of a big city. Check them out at PacificaLighthouse.com. All right. When we come back, we're going to have some closing comments. And, you know, this is so funny. It says here, we just got a fax at work. We didn't know we had a fax machine. The entire department just stared at it. I poked it with a stick. I like that one. All right. Stay with us. The Best of Investing will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask for your free life insurance quote.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients at Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Nam, last year, Pacific Private Money did some fund events. You're going to be doing some more coming into 2020?
Yeah, we were just talking about some of the fund events we did or how many we did last year. We actually didn't do as many, although we ended it with the flurry in October, where we had three events over 3 weeks. But going into 2020, I think we're going to increase that, and we will go to places where we haven't been before. So Sonoma County is certainly on our radar to go, and we'll probably schedule it for February. And then after that, we owe Santa Clara County a visit.
We owe them. Yeah, now, last time, I partnered with Steve Moskowitz, so people got some interesting tax advice.
Yeah, I'll definitely reach out to them again and see if they would like to join us on a few of our road shows.
Yeah, and these are fun informational events, and they're, you know, they're very low key. We try to make them fun and interesting, where we talk about, you know, what is a mortgage pool fund, what's a trust deed investment, you know, what do we, you know, what do we invest your money into, you know, how we generate the type of yields that we generate. It's very interesting. And we try to mix it up. If you've been to one of the fun events before, it's usually not the same fun event. We add new slides. We add new information. We show you, you know, charts and graphs, but not too many of them. In fact, actually, we've been doing less slides and more anecdotes and more kind of direct information. You know, it's non-scripted, our presentation. It's Edward and I and Nam sharing information about, you know, what we believe is happening in the marketplace, why we're still bullish on real estate estate debt as an investment. It's just a great informational event. And as Nam said, we're going to try to do more of these events. And we really want to go throughout the Bay Area, go where no fund has gone before.
Actually, we haven't done one in San Francisco.
Well, that's true. Yeah. We have not done one in the city.
And here's one of the things that we kind of forget to talk about, which is kind of a major part. We do it at the fund event, but we haven't done it on the radio too often. And that is most people will qualify, if they're in the fund, for that 20% QBID, which is a new tax law. So right. if you pay out...
New tax benefit.
Exactly. If you're paying, just to make the number simple, 8%, you only have to report 6.4%. And pay taxes on that.
Another way to look at it is if you put money in the fund and you've earned, let's say, $10,000 worth of interest income during the year, you only have to report, if you qualify, $8,000. So that there's $2,000 that's basically tax-free.
Now, that makes more sense to me than what you said, Edward.
Come on, you're a smart guy. You can't do percentages in your head? Sure you can. All right, guys. We've got one more minute before we have to break. What else going on?
So for more information about what we do at Pacific Private Money, both in terms of our always increasing loan programs, not increasing in price, but the types of loans that we do. We've got a plethora of loan products, ground up construction, consumer seconds, consumer purchase money loans. And now we're adding non-QM this year, which is basically great for self-employed people who would normally qualify for bank financing, but they just take too darn long to approve your loan. And then if you're an investor, we just have a lot of different investment vehicles. We're adding another fund this year that is going to focus on ground up construction. Just a lot of things. We're really looking to scale and grow at Pacific Private Money, and you would do yourself a good deed by staying on top of the changes here and the offerings that we have both for our borrower clients and for our investor clients. And again, for more information, always feel free to go to our website at pacificprivatemoney.com. We are always adding new information, new pages, and new programs.
So the whole idea is to get a fair yield without taking undue risk. I like that. All right. We have some inspirational thoughts for the day. When you wake up in the morning, you have two choices. Go back to sleep and dream your dreams, or wake up and chase those dreams. I like that. And remember, a diamond is merely a lump of coal that did well under pressure. What are you laughing at? That's pretty inspirational. Gee, I come up with these great ones. I didn't make them up.
I'm laughing with you.
What's that?
I'm laughing with you.
I wasn't laughing.
Oh.
I thought that was pretty good.
That's
you
good.
Know, I mean, right? Isn't that how you create a diamond? You take coal and you put it under pressure?
Yeah.
And that the other thing is that you do well under pressure, right?
A diamond is a lemon that made lemonade.
Okay, that's another way to put it. I like that. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes and giving more thoughts for the day and for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190, or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.